Welcome to the Lake Forest Podcast, a podcast about the lovely city of Lake Forest, featuring topics like local news, sports, music, people, food, and lawn signs. My name is Pete, and I'm joined with the voice of the Lake Forest High School basketball, football, lacrosse, chess team, Skew, Woo, Woo, Woo.
The Lake Forest Podcast is supported by viewers, listeners, and businesses just like you. Make a memory of a lifetime with Shark Eye Outdoors out of Longboat Key, Florida. Experience their shark beach fishing, kayak tours, and fossil hunting. Go to sharkeyeoutdoors.com to schedule an outing now. Forest Bluff Real Estate Group serves Illinois, Wisconsin, Lake Forest, and Lake Bluff. John Josephitis, Laura Lee Van Fleet, and Michelle Parnell get a free market analysis now at forestbluffrealestate.com. For the best cannabis in the world, look no further than Iliad Epic Grow. They're a cannabis cultivation center owned by Lake Bluff's own Rich Ruzich. They focus on hard-to-find small batch products that will delight both the occasional user and ganjier. When visiting Michigan, ask for it by name. Epic Products, exceptional process. Iliad Epic Grow. For more information, email info@iliadgrow.com. Havy Communications has been helping first responders arrive safely since 1983. It's owned by Lake Forest's own Mike Havy. Check them out at havycommunications.com.
Paul Hammond, candidate for Lake Forest Mayor, April 4th, 2023. He's a lifetime resident of Lake Forest, licensed professional engineer in Illinois, registered energy professional in Chicago, Purdue Electrical Engineering graduate, BSEE 1979, commodity trader for over 40 years. He's running on the issues of stopping the plastic grass in Lake Forest parks. So every 10 years, a plastic field needs to be replaced because of deterioration and wear. Email paul.hammond.pe@gmail.com.
We'd also like to say that we're thankful for our patron supporters, Reverend Luke Beck from the Church of the Holy Spirit,
Matt A., Elizabeth C., Costa, Lance, Otto, RDM, John C., Dan Rogers, and Mike Adelman.
Shout out to the Lake Forest Breakfast Group, Rod Stop in Kenosha, Captain Mike's Kenosha, Greentown Tavern in Waukegan, and the Frolic Lounge in Waukegan.
Walker, how you doing, Scoop?
Morning. Pete, it's a good word. No snow. Beautiful out.
Yeah, snow's coming tomorrow.
Don't say that.
Wind's coming today. Winter storm.
How many inches?
All right. That's what she said. I don't know.
Wow. And we're starting off on the right foot.
Well, not exactly the foot.
That's
Stu, nice hat. What you got there?
Fordham. Fordham Rams, baby.
How's the how are the boats?
She's doing good. She's consistently placing eighth in the row-offs, which is tremendous. And looking forward to the season starting.
What does that mean? What's a row-off?
Well, it's timed races. You know, you challenge teammates and that type of stuff. I'm not an expert on it, but
more so than me.
It gets the rower as a it's all about speed and times, and that's how you get to row in the events, and she's doing fantastic, which is amazing. And
Fordham rowing.
Yep. In season. Regatta's coming up soon.
But, you think if I was sitting in the boat, it'd be
sink.
A wheelie?
No, it's sink.
Those boats don't look too big.
First off, you're probably as big as four of the eight girls anyways, but
that's true.
But, you know, you could, you know, row on the girls team if you wanted to.
Well, if they ever want a good workout, just have me in the back of the boat. Super Bowl, man. What'd you do?
I watched the Super Bowl with my Super Bowl buddy.
Cooper?
My mother-in-law.
Oh, nice.
Came over Pam and Casey had to go somewhere, so I was there with Marilyn and had a very lovely time watching the Super Bowl and answering all our questions. Pam made chili, you know, had some hors d'oeuvres.
I had some hors d'oeuvres. I had some
hors d'oeuvres.
It's a great ending.
So I didn't care who won. It was a horrible ending. I mean,
Well, if the
yeah,
other.
he held them, but you know what?
Hey, it's better than a blowout and the
I was
commercials.
thinking it was going to be a blowout. Horrible commercials.
I thought they were great.
That was probably the worst set of commercials. Well, number one, three quarters of them came out before the Super Bowl. It's like, I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, they all do.
The Super Bowl commercial? I've already seen this. No surprise. I miss my Clydesdales.
Yeah. Was there
what
any
did
Bud?
You like? I didn't. Which commercial did you like?
I like the electric car one, whatever it was. That's how the brand awareness works. Talking about range anxiety and having an electric car for a long time. That was a real thing 10 years ago. It'd be like, I had to go to Iowa City to see my kid. And I'm like, oh man, this is
calculating out like where is a charging station? And you
there
got
was
to
no
charge
way.
in like that 4 hour drive is now like a day and a half drive because don't you have to wait like 8 hours before the thing charges fully?
Nah, you know, these batteries, it's you get to 80% pretty quick, no matter what the brand is. It's that last 20% that you got to stick around. So depending on the car that you have, it's like every 150 miles, you have a charging station where you go in, get 80%, you know, go out. But Iowa City's not that far out. But there are times cold comes into play, the colder it is. The elevation comes into play. So I remember going through the Rocky Mountains and whatnot. I'd be like, oh man, I have a paperweight with four wheels on it if I don't get to a charging station.
Now that's interesting how it's all going to play out is in that EV world. Instead of saying electric vehicle, I realized after a while EV meant electric vehicle. I didn't realize that. Like, what the hell's an EV? Is that a new brand?
Well, when it first came out, it was more of a technical thing. Now it's like a luxury thing. So all the snoots want one now, and now it's like, oh man. But the cool thing back in the day was you get the vanity plate, and I had LOL OPEC as a van. I never had one in my life, so lots of luck, OPEC, and then. Lovely state of Illinois says, you know what? We don't know how to make up the money that we've lost on the gas taxes, so we're going to charge you $250 for your electric plate.
That's what I heard. Crazy.
So I said, you know what? And there's no vanity plates.
Right.
The only way they knew how to charge for it was to keep a number. So I'm like, all right, give me my old number. So
isn't
whatever.
That a testament to not prepared? Implementing something unprepared for all the consequences.
Well, when you have non-business people running a when you have non-business people running a business, this is what you run into. Just saying.
But right.
Super Bowl first half was at Lantern. Great time.
I walked the dog by the Lantern. There was like tumbleweed uptown.
What are you talking about?
We walked by, Cooper and I went by the Lantern probably 5 o'clock.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Tumbleweed. And then, continuing our walk, went by Duffer's Tumbleweed. I'm like, God, I'm missing. There's people having parties I wasn't invited to.
The cue for me to start walking over there was the second national anthem.
The second one? Oh. No, I'm not following you. Second national anthem.
Yeah, there was they played two national anthems. One for America and the other one for I still don't understand it.
They played America the Beautiful or whatever, then the anthem. No?
No, they had the African American national anthem.
I missed that one. You know what I thought was pretty spectacular was right before the Jets flew by, there was a balloon parade flying by, doing a fly.
any egg rolls on them? That was DoorDash delivery. That's what they haven't figured out about these balloons.
How about that stuff?
It's Amazon and DoorDash figuring out how to deliver.
I like
stuff.
The comments that were going on about the balloon. How come we're like all of a sudden seeing like all these things being shot down? Someone said, "Well, we turned up the radar, so now we see them." Like, you turn up the radar. What the hell is going on when it was turned? I still want to see the aliens that they're shooting down.
This stuff's been going around.
Those aliens are really true with the, what do they call them? I forget the name of it. Anyway, I got to check out
conspiracy theorists.
No, I'll get the ancient alien show on.
Ever since Wilbur and Orville went up in that plane, we've had this crap going on forever. Take a little trip to Roswell, New Mexico. Have a good time. So that was Super Bowl. Good time had by all. And then little PSA, Scoo. Next Tuesday is Fat Tuesday. Paxi Day. You ever have a Paxi?
What's a Paxi?
Maybe I mispronounced it. I've been known to do that. It's a little pastry. Old school Polish people have those. It's like a little it's a pastry with like jelly inside of it and whatnot. I'm sure Mary over at Gahad's.
I like a little Polish, speaking of Polish things, kolachkis. Those are
tasty. Yeah. But Fat Tuesday is known for that. That's a big thing in Chicago. Growing up in the city, couldn't afford them, but it was they're tasty.
Pete, did you get your hair done? You got a new like hairstyle or something?
I'm trying to get a haircut. I got a little David Cassidy, according to my wife.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
there's certain things that I really dislike in this world. Getting my hair cut, going to the DMV, waiting in line at a deli counter, you know.
Give us a shake. Give us a movie star shake. God, don't do that again. Stop it. We'll cut that out.
Are my chins still going?
Trying to get viewers. Give us a slow-mo. The slow-mo head throwback.
Partridge Family.
You look more like Danny.
So the let's see, going down my laundry list here, it's lawn sign time, I guess. 2 days after, or maybe the day after we did our podcast, I started to see some Tack for Mayor signs pop up. So coinky dinky, I don't know. And then I hear there's some lawn sign police out there.
Well, I don't think they're police. No, that was
this is all alleged stuff.
One of the candidates cried to the city about lawn sign violations. Fact.
Well, it's the same, I guess, the same candidate
and it wasn't Paul Hammond, because he doesn't have his lawn signs out yet.
Paul, I want a sign, my friend.
You're going to really, truly run for a city position or a elected position if you don't have your own lawn signs. I mean, he can do spectacular things with his lawn sign.
You make a nice airplane. But speaking of lawn signs, as I'm walking through town, I mean, some people in that historic district, they're literally tacking on to the side of their house.
Well, some of those houses are duplexes, so each owner can put as many as they,
But I mean, what's the rule? It's supposed to be on two stakes into the ground. You're not supposed to tack it to your fence, or
I have no idea. I think the rule is you can't have it on the parkway, city owned property.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
And then
lawn signs are so archaic in today's world, but.
Well, we are in Lake Forest.
We are in.
And, you know, it's rough covering both sides, Scoo. You try to, be real, saying what you see. And a lot of people don't like that. Going back to our podcast last week.
It's, you know, I got a lot of good feedback, but, you know, can you take it easy a little bit on certain? And I'm like, well, take it easy. I mean, I thought it was pretty straightforward on both sides. I mean, you got to address stuff when it happens. I mean, good, bad, and ugly. I mean, again, it's a numbers game, and these people that don't know much about what's going on, you know, if they listen to them, they get kind of some feedback help to make it a logical decision, you know.
Well, if we don't tell them, who is, Scoo?
No right? one, so, because, you know, the opposing party is lying through her teeth on everything that goes about. So, and if you're
what
not,
do you mean,
and the other party's not addressing that, then you don't really know. So,
well, first of all, I got a lot of crap saying that I'm against the caucus. Remember the time that I was for the caucus? I was getting crap for being too pro caucus. And what
I always told to wait till after the election before. I'm like,
yeah, wait till. Don't say the truth till after the election. And you've said it from day one, man. The caucus is the best system around, but if you got bad people at the top, it just doesn't work. And, you know, we gave our thoughts on the top leadership last week. Doesn't mean it represents everybody in the caucus, but you got to know that if you don't address that leadership issue, you'll have situations where, allegedly, Scoo, there was a member of the executive committee of the caucus hosting a meet and greet for the contesting party. And it was recognized. And you know what? That person had a talking to. And he's currently still with the caucus. God forbid he ever had a podcast, Scoo. You got anything to say? Okay. That was Pete saying it, not Scoo. Is treason too harsh of a word?
I want to be objective on all this stuff. And I, you know, I think I've said it, you know, I don't want to be Nostra Scoomus, but, yeah, you know, I think it was a little over a year ago or so.
We'll put it right here.
We're talking about, you know, the upcoming mayoral race. And I think I said, I'm pretty positive I said this, that this election could be a very challenging one because there are aldermen, ex-aldermen. And at the time I said current aldermen that want to be mayor, and they're, you know, the caucus can only put one person forward. So there could be a significant challenge to the caucus process. Now, I didn't know it would be who it is. I mean, wow, that was a doozy. But, you know, is going to take a lot from the caucus because it is a tough road when it is a contested election, whether it's alderman, mayor, or school board. But, I mean, you just, if you're going to raise your hand, I'm just going to say that, if you're going to raise your hand to volunteer, and you want to be on the caucus committee and represent the ward and do all that good stuff they do, just my opinion, you have to support it 100% all the way through. Now, you can vote whoever the heck you want to vote for, but if you're sitting on a, you know, I disagree that it's a political party. Some say it is. So let's just, for fun, say it is. If you're sitting on that political party for the community and you're projecting how great this process is and how you're all for it and all that, you need to support it, particularly if you are a part of that decision-making process. And it's just amazing that, you know, it's not allegedly, I guess that's a fact that there was, and I don't get it. I mean, it's like,
And that person was in the picture we posted last week.
Right.
And we're the bad guys. All you wait till after the election to say that.
Well, I mean, and here's the thing. I mean, and again, we talk, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but you know, that self-serving kind of thing, that article, when you put, you know, you don't put the slate of candidates for the picture, but yeah, you put, you know, not Traitor. Even the whole caucus, you put the executive committee that really doesn't wield much power, or should it, but they think it does. And it's just, you know, this is who we are. And I don't know. I guess you just missed the target. And then to hear this, it's just kind of, you know, but let's stay on, you know, who's running, because yeah, you know, who's running. I mean, I had the opportunity, you know, all this stuff going out in the last week. I mean, I dove back into some old archive videos and all this on the person running against the caucus slate.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I just kind of think, boy, she's not really a smart person. What do you mean? Well, because when you read and you listen to some of these, when she was on, I think it was when she was on council, she did vote in favor of a lot of stuff that now she's kind of saying she's opposing, you know, but no one's questioning her on it. And, you know, I think this, the one thing that just came out with the whole
Walden
house, I mean, she wants, you know, she's running on whatever she says about smart development and all that. And, you know, she's got people supporting her that are, you know, anti-development and, you know, ruining the historic areas and all that. But that she voted for.
Well, I'll put the video here.
I'm Prue Beidler. Oversight of real estate investment is a high priority for me.
So I don't think we should just assume that things that are there are always necessarily going to stay the same when private owners take them over. It doesn't work that way.
She, 10 years ago, 2013, she goes up to the podium at City Hall and says, hey, man, when it comes to private development, there's nothing we can do.
Right. And it's just funny that I'm walking my dog through the beautiful community of Lake Forest. And, you know, I see her yard signs in areas that are currently very controversial, and they, you know, they're supporting her and all that, but yet when she was on council, she voted against all that.
Yeah.
So, or in favor of the city developing that place and all that. So I'm like, I'm confused. I mean, obviously she's telling people she's this way, but she actually, her actions, I mean, that's the kind of the good thing. And again, rewind our conversations or so a while back, and I said, you know, the best way to interview a candidate, particularly if you're looking to be an alderman or a mayor, is, you know, look at your past track record. That's the, should be the discussion in the interviews, not you know, how did you prepare for the meeting, particularly if you're already a sitting alderman or a board or commission. Don't you look at what their track record was? And now with the technology, boy, when she was interviewing, I would have went backwards and said, what are you you know, here's all. But it's amazing, because she surrounded herself with people that are obviously telling her what to do, because it's totally contradictory of how she's acted in the past as either a alderman or a fundraiser. I mean, and for all intents and purposes, she's a fantastic fundraiser. I mean, when she was an alderman, she didn't chair up any committees. She participated, but you know, that's kind of my slant on stuff is, you know, you're running for mayor, you're an ex-alderman or an alderman. What have you done as an alderman to better the community? And, you know, being ahead of a committee or being assigned ahead of a committee, that's pretty, for me, that's a highlighter of who should be selected. Randy was, she wasn't, and she wasn't part of anything significant. I mean, she'll say the golf course, but she didn't. Yeah, Tim Newman was the alderman that led that whole charge. she just went along for the ride because she was a good fundraiser and we needed to raise some private money to do that. And
when you say fundraiser, to me that's just a salesman or a politician. She is saying whoever she's in front of, she's going to say whatever that they want to hear. So right. The nonpartisan part, you can just go down the list of all the Democratic politicians she's donated to. So right. That contradicts that. Number two, the real estate development, historic side of Lake Forest. Where's Walden? Anything can happen.
Well, I mean, I'm for preserving historic stuff and all that. But when it comes to development, I mean, she has in certain couple areas voted for the development of this site, regardless of where it was in the historic area. So it's like now she's saying, "Oh no, I'm not." But she's listening. She's got an ex-politician who retired.
Susan Garrity.
Garrett.
Garrett.
Who retired a few years ago because she was, done with politics, but for some reason sticking her nose in it. And now it's kind of, I don't want to say like a Charlie McCarthy thing, but I mean, she's behind the scenes pulling the strings for Prue because it's just not, and she's giving her bad information because it's just like, it seems like she's just circling and saying this and saying that, and then her track record shows this. So it's like, who do you, who is she going to owe if she, wins, God forbid, the mayoral spot?
Scoop.
The caucus isn't going to blow up, but she's going to owe a lot of people, significant, seats or whatever. Who knows? But she's not a viable candidate because she hasn't done anything or proven anything except, she talks in circles. She sends her stuff out. It's great. She sends out information to the community to educate them on why they should vote for her. But if you read deep into each thing, it's like
educate.
It's like this
pictures.
Wait a minute. You're doing stuff that you're completely against. And that's why I have a problem with her because she's a lovely person. It's just she went about it the wrong way. And to go against the process that put her where she is now.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me. And, maybe Susan Garrett should have run for mayor as opposed to Prue, because it seems like that's who really is the behind the scenes.
Scoo, I'm trying to put last week to bed and get on the positive things, but we just have to hash out. I don't like to, throw things underneath the rug. I want to address it, deal with it, move on to the next thing. Okay. The caucus, it's not so much the caucus, it's the bad leadership at the top of the caucus. And I this is me saying it. I think the current leader of the caucus is probably one of the worst leaders of the caucus of all time. I would say, because a lot of stuff that's going down right now, I'm a newcomer, but the people that I've talked to, this is one of the worst leaders of the caucus. We're in a situation with Prue Beitler that she should have never been in the situation, because we had Kathy Waldeck, right? That hour or so that we spent with her, she blew the doors off of Prue Beitler.
Oh,
okay.
And she had more experience.
So how did they let that happen? And look, going with all that, we still have Dr. Tack, who is outstanding.
Right.
But still, we have this weak leadership that
is supposed to be getting him over the finish line.
Getting over the finish line. From what I'm hearing, they're out of lawn signs. Have you heard that?
I've heard it. I don't know if it's,
Alleged. Okay.
Looking down my main street of town, the main arteries of town.
Okay.
I see
they're out of lawn signs. You don't hear anything from the president of the caucus, this president. And when you try to get this person on, it's like they're doing you a favor. I don't know if I can, do that. And then to top it off, you have people from within hosting an event of your competitor and you still leave them on board. To me, that is the worst leadership. Look, this is going to last for another 6 weeks. We got the mayoral election, and then you have the new caucus president coming in with Chris Bennis. And I don't know, hopefully he's changed and he can set forth the new correction. But at the at the very top, that's what the issue is. And I don't know how the thing can be. I've given my suggestions over 2 years of doing these podcasts, and we're seeing what the problems that you and I brought up a couple of years ago are coming to fruition now in the next 6 weeks.
Right. No, I mean, it's like, and I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I mean, I'm going to repeat it, and I should probably coin it that, it's all about the process works. It's the people that can blow up the process. And it is the people. And, I've always said, for the last year or so that, it's a reflection on the caucus, these end results, people that are being put on boards and commissions and stuff happening badly on these boards and commissions. That's a reflection of the committee and who they select. And again, you're right, Pete. I mean, we had Kathy Waldeck on, and to hear that there's 25 people that they were vetting, and we have one person on who just has, on paper, has the credentials, let alone she walks into your house, sits on your couch, never met you before in your life, and was one of the most articulate people I've seen in that setting, and knows how the city works. I was scratching my head going, how did Prue get above her? I mean, I've talked with Prue before, and I've seen Prue in action, and just articulation wise, I mean, I get confused listening to her, because that's Prue, because she talks in circles, and it's just like a never-ending ramble.
That's what politicians do.
But good politicians do that. She's not. She wants to be, but it's just like this, like, what are you talking about? I mean, so I agree. I don't know how that happened, but I mean, moving forward, it is what it is. And, the good choice they made was Randy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
the answer is
the
answer is never to put it underneath the rug, Scoo. It's not, you got to deal with it. You got to deal with stuff.
And I think it's, the focus has got to be, you're right. And somebody, you don't want to bring out all the warts, but if we're going to talk about warts on one side, we got to talk about warts on the other side. So people listening get an understanding of what's going on.
Yeah.
Now, do the warts on the caucus committee side outweigh Prue's? No freaking way. Prue went, I think I woke up the other night in the middle of the night because I was getting chills. Because I was getting chills thinking about that day at Gorton School where I went to vote, accepting the caucus slate. And I was in fear. I thought something bad was going to happen when I heard that, there's about 200 or 300 people coming to change the voting process. I mean, that scared me. I to this day, that day will go down for me. I'll never forget it, of how worried I was to cast my vote for the caucus. And I know I'm not getting a response out of you because I was kidding, but
I'm just going back through my mind the podcast that we've done when we said the weak leadership before the current leader, the past one was almost as bad as the current one, where the bylaws were down for months.
And I'm talking about what Prue did.
I know, because those bylaws were changed and the bylaws were down, gave this quote unquote back door that Prue could try to get through.
Well, and let's be honest, Prue didn't think of that. And Prue didn't type that email. She was told to type it by someone. And Prue was coached on, here's what we can do to overthrow this process. So let's just get something. And I'll go back to it again is, yes, do the warts of one outweigh the other? No, Prue's warts are gigantic in this process. She should be she should not get as many votes as Paul Hammond should get more votes for, because he did it the right way.
Yeah.
And she didn't. And
well, he's a straight up guy too.
Yeah, and it's just like a spinning of lies she makes. I mean, it's just even her, you know, posters and her mailings are not accurate. She's not independent. She's not independent, people. She's not an independent candidate. She's independent of the caucus because she got dumped three times by three different caucuses. So if you're looking to vote, who should I vote for mayor? First off, everyone that's eligible to vote is, again, part of the caucus system in Lake Forest. And you elect nine people in each ward, in your ward, to do the heavy lifting of getting people to serve on these boards and commissions. And those elected people, that's the caucus committee, and that's what you're a part of, whether you say you're not or not, or are or not, you are. And to go about and go through the process and to get put up. Now, first off, she got on as an alderman with no real experience, okay, except for the fact that, you know, I live in a big historic house and I have a lot of money. I should be an alderman. Well, she got through the process, which is fine. She's an alderman. She has no track record of doing anything successful as an alderman. She got kind of rode coattails of other things. And, you know, she serves her time. She served it well. She didn't do anything wrong. I mean, she represented fine. She runs for mayor two times. And she didn't get it those first two times, but she didn't run independently, or she says independently, those past times, because she understood, if I run against these two guys, I'm going to get freaking stepped on and crushed, because I don't even hold a candle. I think it was to George and to Rob Lansing. I don't even hold a candle to the expertise of those two guys. So she, you know, throws her tantrum both times and she doesn't run. She just goes in the weeds. And now this time, you know, because she sees an opportunity, because she's told that, you know, Randy is someone that you can beat. Well, again, let's rewind back to when Randy went off the council, and let's play the video of Peru, because each councilman says thank you to the, you know, one rolling.
And I have the very lovely duty to read a resolution of appreciation for Stanford Randy Tack, Third Ward Alderman, May 2012. To May 2018. Whereas during his term of office, he served as a member of the City Council and Finance Committee, served as Chairman of the Public Works Committee, served on the Property and Public Lands Committee, was liaison to the Parks and Recreation Department in Croya. Whereas Public Works Chairman Randy Tack steadily dealt with many important issues, including Sprinkler Free Mondays program. That is a big program. Stormwater management and flooding, the city's historic gas lights, beach access road, and ravine erosion. And whereas Randy Tack served on the Fire Vision 2020 committee, where a comprehensive assessment and appraisal of the city's fire suppression and emergency medical services was undertaken with the goal of developing a sustainable and innovative framework for providing service levels commensurate with resident expectations. And whereas during the time he spent on the Fire Vision 2020 committee, he was instrumental in analyzing the city's public safety pension funding obligations. And whereas in an effort to enhance residents' enjoyment of the beautiful lakefront during summer evening hours, advocated for the service of adult beverages at Lake Forest Beach. Small matter.
Here, here.
Whereas no matter the subject, Randy Tack always chose his words carefully, expressed his viewpoints wisely, and often offered a unique and innovative perspective which had yet not been considered by others. And whereas he has devoted much valuable time and personal attention to the work of these committees and the duties of the City Council, and on behalf of the citizens of Lake Forest, continually met his responsibilities with purpose and dedication, And whereas the citizens of Lake Forest recognize and are deeply appreciative of the valuable time and service contributed to the preservation and improvement of the quality of life in our community, now therefore be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Lake Forest, Illinois, hereby expresses the profound gratitude of the citizens of Lake Forest to Stanford Randy Tack for the loyal and faithful public service he has given by means of this resolution, which shall be spread upon the permanent records of the City Council, adopted by the City Council of the City of Lake Forest the 7th day of May, 2018. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Randy, I hate to say it, we're going to miss you.
Video commending Randy of how he led. He was a leader on the council. That's a critical thing to think about, because I don't know anyone that said Prue was a leader when she rolled off the council.
She led the standing ovation for Randy.
Yeah. I mean, so, but again, Randy led committees. Randy, you know, and Randy, like Prue, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, wasn't on any boards or commissions. And right. And this is a testament. I always, and when I've said this before, is I believe that aldermen should be serving on some of the big boards or commissions, just to, you know, get an idea of how the city operates. But there's always exceptions to the rule, right? There's aldermen that are going to be elected in the past and the future that have don't serve, but their first service is going to be a council member. And they exceeded expectations, right? Randy was one of them. So Prue, she's an alderman. I mean, nothing really bad to say, nothing good to say. She was an alderman. She served her time and thank you and all that. But, you know, I just think it's, you know, she was plotting because she thinks, you know, well, Randy, I could beat Randy, you know. That's why she throws her hat in the ring. I want to know why you didn't do it two times before. So you got to understand where it's coming from and what she's going to do versus Randy. Randy's going to lead. Randy's a leader. Prue's a doer.
Yeah, follower.
Prue's a doer, a follower. But she does good at doing. She's a great fundraiser. She, you know, did nice job with the beach, nice job with the golf course. But that's doesn't necessarily mean you're a leader. And Scoot, Randy is a leader.
If you're a leader and you're walking and nobody's behind you, you're just a person out there for a walk.
Right. And I'm trying not to be critical. I'm just trying to, you know, get facts straight on, you know, Randy, you know, he'll do a great job. I mean, again, there's not much the mayor does, but he'll do a great job leading the council. And that's what.
Yeah, but I mean,
he'll do a great job working with the city staff. He'll do a great job working with, you know, other people in the community. Prue's not. There's nothing wrong with it. She's just not.
No, let's just get to the basics of it, Scoo. Let's talk about integrity. Is there any question? Because I think that we're pretty high integrity guys, and that's why, you know, some people don't like us. But when you think about integrity, can you think of anything said against Randy Tack to question his integrity? Mm-hmm. And then you look at the other
person.
They try, but it's like, no, it doesn't stick.
Well, so, and I guess, Pete, to answer your question on the Prue side, yes. I mean, before what Prue did, if someone asked about her integrity, I would be one saying, lovely lady, utmost credibility, loves Lake Forest, will do a great job. Oh, wait a minute. Look what she did. Integrity, zero. I just went from liking her to like, you didn't need to do that. And you did it, and you listened to the wrong people to say, this is a great way to do it, Prue. And she lost credibility and integrity with me because of what she did. And I don't know. I don't want that as my latex salesman. Oh, I mean my mayor.
Vandelay, what was that?
Vandelay Industries. Ah.
So I guess who do you want to be the face of your city? Somebody that says I'm transparent and nonpartisan, that when you look at the hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's not. And when you're going to vote for somebody because you believe that they are your hope for preserving your historic district, and 10 years ago they did the exact opposite thing, that's not integrity. We're stop beating this dead horse.
Well, I would say when you said, Pete, who do you want to be your representing your mayor? I want somebody that an outsider says, oh, Lake Forest, you know, I'm thinking to move in there. You know, I'm a political person. How do you guys say? Well, it's a caucus system. Everyone that's a voter, and they explain that caucus system. And, oh, we just had a mayoral election, and the caucus, these are the people that were brought forward. And, you know, oh, okay. And that mayor is now mayor. Yeah, great. That's fantastic. Or on the other side, let's say she wins and I'm moving in there, and they're like, well, this is our system. And, oh, well, who's the mayor? Well, she fought the system three times. She, you know, lacking integrity, she tried to overthrow it, but she garnered enough votes to win. Ooh.
You know, the tagline, it's nonpartisan. Look, it shouldn't be, but it is.
It's nonpartisan when you go outside the caucus. I mean, it's partisan when you go outside the caucus. And I know we've argued this, but raising your hand and wanting to be on the caucus committee, the caucus is set up as a nonpartisan, non-agenda driven system. Now, the toughest thing to be on the caucus committee is to check your agendas and check your partisanship at the door. If you can't do that, that should be the main discussion of the caucus when you're interviewing caucus potential members, is can this person do that? And there's so much, you know, technology out there that they can vet these people besides just interviewing. But that's the hardest thing to be a part of the caucus committee when you're interviewing people, is not only do you want the interviewee to check their partisanship and check their agendas at the door, but the interviewer has to do that too. And I think that's where it's slipped a little bit.
Scoot, it's an HR position. And right. Coming from a sales background for a couple decades, I've seen leaders that would rather look, everybody gets a quota in sales. You have to get a job done. And if you don't have anybody that works for you to help you get to that number that you got to hit, your odds are zero from hitting it. So you'll take anybody on board.
Right.
And if you don't do a lot of recruiting, if you don't hustle on that, you have to accept the options that are presented to you. If you haven't done the work and you only have a few people to pick from, that's your own damn fault.
Right.
And that's what we're in. So it's the process of work. If you have lazy people that are at the top, that are amongst the worst leaders of the Lake Forest Caucus history, this is what you get. All right. So now let's talk about a good leader. Let's talk about Randy Tack. He's got a family fest that will be happening today, 9 to 11 a.m. At the Lake Forest train station west. It's on Telegraph Road, Scoo. And it looks like you can do a little meet and greet with Randy, talk about your concerns and ideas about Lake Forest. There'll be a balloon artist and face painting for the kids, dog treats, bring Cooper, Scoo, coffee, donuts, for those who are so inclined. Then a little bit later on, Scoo, today, February 18th, 11 to 1, go to Eastside Plaza, 520 Western Avenue. What's Eastside Plaza?
Oh, that's where Chiefs is, I think.
Oh, okay.
Meet Randy. I didn't know it was called East Side Plaza.
I didn't know. It's 520 Northwestern Avenue.
You knew, learn new something new every day.
Well, okay. Let's just say Chiefs.
CVS parking lot and
come meet Randy. Talk. come meet with Randy. Talk to him about your thoughts and ideas for Lake Forest. Please join us outside in the entrance to the offices between Egg Harbor and CVS. There you go. Why Egg Harbor and CVS? Chiefs.
And people come out. I mean, Randy's a great guy. He's a great person to talk to. He's very knowledgeable. He has a great vision. And, you know, for our community growing and developing, I mean, it's he's a fantastic guy. I mean, he's the right choice by the caucus. And we need to support him. We need to get out there. If you have time on Saturday or today, come on out. Say hi and
smart dude, and go look him in the eye. He'll look you in the eye. He'll look you in the eye. See if he does that. All right. Any more political stuff, Scoo? How about this?
We talking political?
Yeah, keep going if you got it.
No, I was kidding.
No, so politics. let's talk sports for a little bit. Tommy Reese just signed on as the offensive coordinator at Alabama. How about that?
Isn't that amazing? That's fantastic. He's really turned it unbelievable.
Now he came over from Notre Dame. What was he like when he played for the Scouts? You remember that those days?
He was good. If I remember way back then correctly, his senior year, I mean, it was they didn't have that much success. But, I mean, he was definitely a good quarterback. I thought,
this would be 2010. He's 30 years old, and he's the offensive coordinator at Alabama. Just came from Notre Dame, and he's only 30 years old. This dude's going pro coaching.
Well, I mean, he was a very good quarterback, high school quarterback. I kind of was like, when he went to Notre Dame, I'm like, really? Wow. I mean, that's great. But, you know, and he worked, he's a smart kid, worked his ass off and climbed that ladder to where he played. And, you know, even after he graduated, you know, they thought his intellect was so off the charts that they hire him as offensive coordinator. So, I mean, he's taken something and turned it into just a spectacular career. And my goodness, I mean, offensive coordinator for Alabama?
Nick Saban? Wow. I mean,
congratulations, because it's just a phenomenal. I mean, that's just a few people who get that kind of nod.
I mean, Lake Forest Power. So, I mean, that.
I mean, aren't all those Saban ex-offensive, aren't they pro coaches and pro?
Well, I want to say it was Cleveland Browns 95 or somewhere around there. You had Nick Saban, you had Belichick. Yeah. Oh my God. It was five or six different pro coaches on there. Some of the greatest of all times were in one squad. To be able to be part to get some tutelage from Saban, that's this dude will be in the pros in 5 years. Oh. He'll be in the pros at least.
Fantastic.
At most 5 years.
Not only fantastic, but what he's done, fantastic person. And family's fantastic. I mean, just a great success story. I mean.
Was it just one kid that went to, that played at Lake Forest? Or was it like they have brothers? Like, who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of the, God, he's 1 year removed and I forget the name.
That's who I'm thinking of.
I can't play quarterback last year. He and his brother are playing at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And then there's another, I think he's graduated now, but I think he played at Notre Dame. His brother played at Northwestern. So, yeah, I mean, it's Lake Forest produces some, you know, college level talent.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not like starting talent, but they get the nod to, you know, walk on and
top schools.
And, you know, you get the chance to walk on. I mean, you take advantage of it. I mean, you got like a Riley Mills. I mean,
yeah,
he's taking advantage. I mean, now that was a different one. He didn't walk on, but, you know, The other guy I want to say in Riley Mills' class, since we're talking, is Kai Kroger. He was the punter for the Scouts. And I mean, when he was punting for Lake Forest, he was one of those
decent.
One of those players that when he kicked it, you're like,
ow.
That's not a high school player. So he went to South Carolina scholarship and he's their punter. He is, I think, top one or two punters in the country.
And, oh, we gotta check that out.
And he had a 80-yard punt earlier this year. But that kid's gonna be, he's like 6'4", 6'5", lefty punter. And played quarterback at Lake Forest as a backup and punted. But this guy punts like I said, you watch him punt in high school, you're like, that's a college. I mean, he was, when he was there, the Scouts had a okay offense. I mean, struggled a little bit, but, you know, when they're deep in their own zone on the 10-yard line, not going anywhere, and it's fourth and 15, yeah, he'd freaking punt the ball down to the other 10-yard line.
Flips the field.
Yeah. I mean, so that kid's, he's still playing. Riley's still playing. Lake Forest has produced some really talented kids. And, you know, just like Tommy, I got to believe, Kai, you're going to see him on Sunday too.
All right, Scoo, let's give some love to the Lake Forest High School girls basketball players, because Rachel Kaus selected a North Suburban Conference All Conference team. Mm-hmm. And then Bella Ranallo, or is it Ranillo, selected the North Suburban All-Conference team. I saw somewhere she just hit the 1,000-point club. So kudos. Congratulations to Bella Ranallo on joining the 1,000-point club in tonight's big win. Let's keep rolling. Go Scouts. So,
well, and Rachel hit it earlier this year.
She did? Okay. And then IHSA girls basketball first round regionals at Lake Forest High School.
Played last night.
Last night. What happened?
Girls played Woodstock and put the Woodstock on them.
Okay, and so they're going on to the next level.
They move on to Friday night, which is
Antioch
regional championship against Grays Lake Central, who also won. So that's
Grays Lake Central beat Antioch. Okay, got it.
And the Scouts play Grays Lake Central. Scouts are seated third in the sectional, and Grays Lake Central is sixth. So that'll be a good game Friday night at 7. Come on out, support the Scouts, Scout Nation. That'll be a good game. Grays Lake has a pretty good player, but I think the Scouts should take care of business, so to speak. And then the guys are still playing, but the guys start next week. They start playoffs.
All right.
On the 22nd, a week from today, they are hosting the regional at Lake Forest also Wednesday.
Then Friday. I will rely on your notes next show, Scoo, instead of me looking at this stuff. Last on the list here is Elia Maldonado. She was the Sportsmanship Award winner, so she gets the refrigerator magnet.
Alia.
What'd I say?
You just said something that's not even.
Okay.
Alia Maldonado.
Alia Maldonado.
Alia Maldonado.
Alia Maldonado, congratulations for being a good egg. Scoo, you got anything else?
No, that's, like I said, the winter sports are winding down. Pitchers and catchers are reporting.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great thing. White Sox are on the verge of World Series again.
Whatever. Scoo Walker, another riveting episode of the Lake Forest Podcast. Thank you so much.
Peace out.
The Lake Forest Podcast is supported by viewers, listeners, and businesses just like you. Make a memory of a lifetime with Shark Eye Outdoors out of Longboat Key, Florida. Experience their shark beach fishing, kayak tours, and fossil hunting. Go to sharkeyeoutdoors.com and schedule an outing now. Forest Bluff Real Estate Group serves Illinois, Wisconsin, Lake Forest, and Lake Bluff. John Josephitis, Laura Lee Van Fleet, and Michelle Parnell get a free market analysis now at forestbluffrealestate.com. For the best cannabis in the world, look no further than Iliad Epic Grow, their cannabis cultivation center owned by Lake Bluff's own Rich Ruzich. They focus on hard-to-find small batch products that will delight both the occasional user and ganjier. When visiting Michigan, ask for it by name. Epic Products, exceptional process, Iliad Epic Grow. For more information, email info@iliadgrow.com. Havy Communications has been helping first responders arrive safely since 1983. It's owned by Lake Forest owned Mike Havy. Check them out at havycommunications.com.
Paul Hammond, candidate for Lake Forest Mayor, April 4th, 2023. He's a lifetime resident of Lake Forest, licensed professional engineer in Illinois, registered energy professional in Chicago, Purdue Electrical Engineering graduate, BSEE 1979, commodity trader for over 40 years. He's running on the issues of stopping the plastic grass in Lake Forest parks, because every 10 years a plastic field needs to be replaced because of deterioration and wear. Email paul.hammond.pe@gmail.com.
We'd also like to say that we're thankful for our patron supporters, Reverend Luke Beck from the Church of the Holy Spirit,
Matt A., Elizabeth C., Costa, Lance, Otto, RDM, John C., Dan Rogers, and Mike Adelman.
Shout out to the Lake Forest Breakfast Group, Rod Stop in Kenosha, Captain Mike's Kenosha, Greentown Tavern in Waukegan, and the Frolic Lounge in Waukegan.